So, Carol, tell us a little bit about, you told me a couple of stories before this morning about some friends that you were praying for. Why don't you start with that story and just tell us about that?
Yeah. I've got some lovely friends in Newcastle through the school. They're parents with kids similar ages to my kids. And I really, really love them, and I've been witnessing to them for a number of years, and I've been praying regularly for them. But I started to want to pray a bit more specifically because I love to see answers to prayer. And there was a situation, Michael, the dad and the husband, he's a policeman, and he's a great guy, but his dream job was to be a police diver. I don't know why, because you have to dive and get dead bodies and things, like horrible job. But he, you know, that was his dream. And he was really gutted because he'd torn a ligament in his ankle, and this meant that he was going to fail the medical he was having on the Thursday, and so he wouldn't get the job. And the opportunity only came around about every 5 years, and the last time he hadn't been able to. So it was a really big thing for them. And I decided to spend the day praying and fasting for them. And so I was having a really good time meeting with God, and at about 2 o'clock, there was a knock on my door, and it was my friend Caroline, his wife, and she'd locked herself out of the house and said, "Can I come in?" And she just said to me, "Oh, what have you been doing today?" And I thought, "Ooh, do I tell her or do I not?" And it's funny, isn't it? We try and be really humble about prayer and fasting, but I thought, you know, this will be a sign to her that I love her and that I care about her life. And I said, you know, to be honest, actually I've been praying for Michael all day. I want to see God heal his ankle. I know God loves you, and I know he really, really wants this job. And she was like, "Really?" And so we spent the next hour and a half talking about death and hell and God and how much he loves them. And we went to school and got the kids. And on the Friday, me and her and a load of the other mums were getting together for coffee like we do. And when we were there, she said, "Carol, after you prayed for Michael, his ankle was totally healed. He's passed the medical, and he's got the job." Wow. And like they were totally rejoicing. And also, just in their family, their daughter Neve, good friends with Lauren, she had scarlet fever after that, and Caroline knew that Michael had been healed after praying, so she rang me. So please would you come and pray for Neve? So me and Lauren went round and we prayed for Neve, and we left. And as soon as we walked out the door, she jumped off the sofa, her temperature disappeared, and she was back at school the next day. So she was healed as well.
That's so good. Yeah. That's so good. That's encouraging. Awesome, isn't it? Thank you, Lord. Tell us a story about your gran. It was your gran.
Yeah, my nan. Yeah. I became a Christian when I was about 15, and none of my family are Christians, and my dad had banned me from speaking to any members of my family about Jesus. He found the whole thing very embarrassing and very humiliating. And a couple of years after I became a Christian, my nan, she wasn't a Christian, and she became very, very ill. She had a severe stroke. All the muscles down her face all went. She couldn't speak, and she literally was on her deathbed. It was a Sunday morning. I knew I was going to be going to visit her in the afternoon after church with me mum and dad. And I was asking God for an opportunity. I just thought, you know, I love my nan. I want to see her saved, and I've been praying for her. And I felt God say to me, 3 o'clock. That's all he said, 3 o'clock. And I was confused because we were going at 1, and what happens when we go and see her is it's so hot in there. Everyone can only stand it for 20 minutes, so we have a little 20-minute visit, and then we leave. And I knew that I'm not allowed to talk to her about Jesus anyway, so I was asking God for an opportunity. Went to church, went to visit my nan, and when we were there, more and more members of the family started to arrive, and they all decided to go out for a walk. So I said, "I'll stay and look after Nan while you lot all go out for a walk." And as soon as they left, she pointed to her word chart that she was using because she couldn't speak, and she pointed, "I just want to die." She was in so much pain. I just said, "Nan, do you want to know for sure that you're right with God before you die?" And I shared with her about Jesus, that he died for her sins, that she can put her trust in him and know forgiveness. And I shared the gospel, and I said, "Listen, I'm going to pray a prayer out loud. You can't speak. Pray this in your heart. This is what it is to become a Christian." I prayed the prayer. As soon as I finished, because she couldn't say anything, I thought, how do I know for sure that she's she's been born again. And as I thought that, the clock struck 3 o'clock. And I was like, thank you, God. But I thought that she would die and go to heaven and I'd never be caught by my dad for sharing the gospel. And but what actually happened, from that moment, there was a total turnaround. She started to get better. And 6 weeks later, I came home from church again on another Sunday, and there was like this really bad atmosphere in my house. And I'm thinking, I can't have done anything. I've been out all morning. And we're eating Sunday lunch, and my dad, he goes, Nan spoke today. And I said, oh, okay. And he said, she said she doesn't know what she'd do without her faith in Jesus. And I was so chuffed, but I was totally spilled on. I was in so much trouble.
That's so good. There's something about prayer that changes situations, isn't there? And I just want Carol to... I just feel like there's such a burden that so many of us pray and then give up. Because and Jesus, when he talked about prayer, he said, pray and do not give up. But it's so easy, isn't it, just to give up and to stop praying. But I feel like Carol is just carrying something of what God wants to do in our hearts. So if you feel like, yeah, I feel... I responded 2 or 3 Sundays ago, but I'm wanting God to do something in my life. Or you feel like, yeah, I want to learn to pray and not give up. Just stand where you are. And I just want Carol to pray for us as a church, just as a response to that.
Just for our prayer, I just want to encourage you that God uses normal people like me and you to change the whole world through prayer. You know, we've seen breakthrough in kids' nightmares, in bullying at school, in financial things, with issues of fear. You know, you can change things happening over the other side of the world through your prayers. Yes. And I just really want you to believe that as I pray. Just know that, because it's all about God, and he's so keen. He's so willing to answer our prayers. His ears are attentive to every one of your prayers. Yes, your prayers are powerful, as they are working, it says in the Bible. Yes. Father, I thank you so much that prayer is not a burden, but it is a gift. It's a gift. I thank you that we can call on and talk to and love our Father who created all things. I thank you that whether we feel it or whether we don't, our prayers are powerful as they are working. I ask, Holy Spirit, would you come and be poured out on everyone here? I pray for a spirit of intercession to come and make its home in this church. Make your home in this church. And I pray for new power. I pray for new breakthrough. I say, Jesus, teach us to pray like you prayed. I pray that there would be brand new encounters. I pray there'd be many, many stories of breakthrough coming. And I speak breakthrough over you as a church. I speak breakthrough over your prayer meetings. I speak breakthrough over your individual prayer lives. Yes, and I just declare and prophesy breakthrough in many situations. Yes, Lord, Lord, teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. Let there be something that burns in our bellies. I pray for many of us that we would wake up praying in tongues. I pray for many of us we would have dreams where we pray for breakthrough and we wake up and the breakthroughs have happened. I pray for many of us we would know our children praying simple childlike prayers and the answer coming that day or the next day or the next week. I pray as families that we would see specific answers to prayer. Lord, teach us to pray as families. Yes. Teach us to pray as husbands and wives, as mums and dads and kids. Help us to pray as groups of friends. Help us to come together and believe you who are in the midst of us for answers to prayer. Thank you, God. We love you. Amen. We thank you for the gift of prayer. Amen. Amen.